is TechStrong TV.
I'm Bonnie Schneider. Thanks for watching TechStrong TV. Combating global food waste while delivering products that improve people's health, safety, and quality of life is no easy task. But it's exactly what my next guest is passionate about. Joining me now is Moody Solomon, an experienced entrepreneur and startup founder with over 17 years experience in the medical device, biotech, and ag tech industries. As CEO of Ripe Labs, he leads a team developing and commercializing solutions to combat global food waste naturally and safely. Moody, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Bonnie.
Well, tell me all about Ripe Labs. How did you get started with this, and what is the company's mission?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Bonnie, when you look at food waste the impact that food waste has, not just from an economical standpoint, but also from a social and environmental standpoint, the statistics are just staggering. Every minute, we are wasting enough food to feed over 1 million people, literally. And that very same food waste ends up in landfills releasing over 6,000 metric tons of CO2 gas. And to put it in perspective, here in the U.S., all of the uneaten food that ends up in those landfills releases twice as much greenhouse gases as all U.S. commercial flights combined. So really, it's a huge problem. It's not just an economical, social, and environmental problem. And so when we looked at this, we realized that the current food supply chain system is unbelievably inefficient. We experienced losses all across the supply chain from the farm all the way down to the consumer. And it amounts to over $2.6 trillion of losses every year. So when we looked at this problem, we realized that if we're going to come up with a solution that's going to have a meaningful impact, it has to be easy to use, can be applied anywhere along the supply chain, and is scalable and economical, not just for the largest of distributors and packing houses that can process up to 20 million pieces of fruit per day, but also to the smallest of potential customers like smallholder farmers. And so what we ended up developing at Ripe Labs is a natural and safe bioactive formulation that you can simply apply to the surface of a sticker. You take that very same sticker, peel it, apply it to your fruit or a package of your fruit, releases the natural and safe bioactive compounds in the vapor phase, protecting that fruit and in some cases doubling the shelf life of that produce.
Well, that's appealing to have extra time with your food. I mean, and I agree with you. You know, I did research on this. I wrote a book about climate change, and I was surprised to see how much food waste is an issue. And I think most people would be as well. And sometimes it's often preventable, just like you mentioned about produce, just not over shopping, you know, not letting things go to waste. Is this something that you noticed in your own personal life about food waste? Like, what drew you to this area?
Yeah, so very, very good question. I actually, I come from the medical device industry. That's where I spent most of my career. And so when we looked at with my business partner and co-founder, Steve Haltang, we wanted to start something. We wanted to stay in that space that develops and commercializes technologies that have impact on people's lives. And when we came across this concept of a sticker that you can apply to fruit to extend the shelf life, we started digging a little deeper into the problem. And of course, what we realized right off the bat is it's something that affects every single person on the face of this planet, literally. And it's independent of their, you know, where they come from, their social status, their, what their background is, including us. And so when we would talk to our, you know, starting with just our friends and family, and we would talk to them about this problem, it resonated with everyone. Everyone experiences food waste at some level. And so it's definitely something that is impactful and can really change people's lives in many different ways.
What kind of research and testing went into to developing Sticks Fresh, and what were some of the challenges that you faced during that development process?
Yeah, great question. So we've been developing this formulation now for about 5 years. So definitely a lot of R&D and product development has gone into the process, and rightly so, because it's a very complex problem to solve. We think of fruit and vegetables as just, you know, something that's sitting there on our plate, but it's actually a living, breathing organism with an immune system. A slight variation in temperature, 2 degree or 1 degree variation, can have a huge impact on the shelf life of that produce. And so those were some of the challenges. It's just dealing with all of the different use cases. If you're working with strawberries that are usually, you know, picked and end up on the store shelf within 2 to 3 days, of being harvested versus working with apples, for example, that could last up to 6 months in cold storage before being on your plate. So all different use case conditions, different environmental conditions that all can impact the outcome and the performance of our technology.
Can you walk us through the process for consumers about how they would use this product?
Yeah, so we're actually, to begin with, we're targeting packing houses and retailers. So we're starting more of a B2B today. Now, eventually, what we're really excited about and what gets us really going is that this technology can be applied anywhere along the supply chain. So down the line, we could eventually see it being applied at the harvest level with farmers. And also, one day for you as a consumer, you can go and pick up a pack of those stickers and use them at home. But right now, we realize that if we're going to go after the segment where we can make the most impact, it's those packing houses and retailers where, again, they can process anywhere from 2 to 20 million pieces of fruit per day.
And how does this compare to other solutions that are in this market? I think that food is, especially coming out of the pandemic, we realized how much we rely on a speedy delivery for food and food services. So now a lot of solutions are being looked at to improve the supply chain and agriculture. So where do you feel that Ripe Labs fits into all that?
Yeah, you actually touched on it in part here of your description of the problem that it's a huge problem, and you can really approach it from many different angles. One of which at the most basic level for consumers is just education and not over shopping, using the fruit and putting it like in the fridge right away and using it right. What we're particularly focused on is one particular segment that focuses on premature rotting or slowing down the premature rotting process. But there's definitely other technologies and other innovative solutions out there that focus on, for example, the ripening process, slowing down the ripening process for your avocados or your bananas. Refrigeration, that's the gold standard today. And so we looked at it and said, okay, well, what is a simple solution that can be applied not just in complementary to refrigeration, but also if you have lack of refrigeration, is this something that can actually help slow down that process? And that's what we came up with.
It's really interesting that you mentioned avocados. I remember writing about that and how water shortages are a big problem with that. I wonder if there's almost like a complementary benefit to Ripe Labs where if you have the food longer, you're using less resources. You're not throwing it out. You're not looking for avocados that aren't available. Have you thought about that, like the water usage and how that comes into it?
Absolutely. Because now, one of the big things that we're not aware of is exactly that, how much water is used to growing our food. And then you start also looking into other resources like transportation costs and all of the energy that just goes into growing that one piece of avocado. And so by making our food last longer and reducing those losses, that waste, we would naturally go back up the supply chain and use less natural resources, including water. And so that's another indirect benefit of being able to extend the shelf life of our produce. That's absolutely essential, especially with the speed of how fast our population are growing. We're going to have a scarcity of food sooner rather than later.
That's true. And, climate check in general has seen tremendous growth over the past few years, but there has been some reduction, obviously, in the tech space. Does that concern you, or do you still think we're going to see this tremendous investment in climate tech in general?
In fact, I think, given the economic conditions that we've seen, especially throughout 2022, climate tech has been one of the sectors that has been resistant to those issues and those challenges. And it's just because I think it's not just an innovative solution that's a nice to have. It's one that's a must have for many industries, and many industries realize this. And it's one of the ways to not just boost revenue or increase profits, but also cut costs. So many industries recognize that. And so continue to invest quite heavily. And we're just, I think, seeing the tip of the iceberg here of what's possible. It's really interesting, Bonnie, because when we started in this industry 5 years ago, and we would approach those packing houses and retailers, you'd go and talk to their R&D team, and it's like an R&D team with a few people that's working on everything, you know, from shelf life extension to the machinery that they use in their warehouse, to everything else that's R&D related. And you fast forward a few years later, and what we're already starting to observe is they're starting to peel out teams that are just solely focused on sustainability and shelf life extension. And so we're actually seeing a trend in the industry where they're realizing the importance of focusing on that particular part of the segment.
So it really seems, I mean, not to use a play on words, but you've hit a sweet spot, you know, in this climate tech space where there is a need. Many of people that are watching this are working in DevOps or other areas of IT, and they may have ideas that they'd like to explore in the startup world. Do you have any advice for people just kind of starting out?
Yeah, always. You know, I would say, first of all, look for a real problem that really needs solving. Often what ends up happening is you have very smart, very capable people. They come up with a really cool solution, a really cool technology, and then they go out in the market and they start looking for a problem that solution could solve. Mm-hmm. Whereas find the problem first and then start looking for a solution. So that would be my first piece of advice. And I think it would really help them, solve that product market fit right from the start.
I think that is really good advice. At Moody Solomon, it's a pleasure to speak with you and learn more about Ripe Labs and all the innovative work that you're doing in this food space and new technologies to make our favorite fruits last longer and reduce food waste. Thanks for joining us on Tech Strong TV.
Thank you so much for having me, Bobby.
Pleasure. Okay. Stay with us. We'll have a lot more coming up.